Well, it's time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. And Warwick, in basketball, the New Zealand Breakers have won the most watched NBL game in history, allegedly.
That's what they're called. Yeah, allegedly, Geraldine. Look, there was huge interest in the United States in this game because a host of talent scouts in the United States were watching, along with plenty of other Americans, because the game featured two players likely to be in the top 10 at the next NBA draft. That's RJ Hampton and LaMelo Ball. Now, RJ Hampton is a young American who decided to play in the NBL rather than go to college basketball because he didn't want to have to juggle books and a basketball at the same time. Instead, he signed a contract with the Breakers that allows him to break away if and or really when he's drafted into the NBA. And Ball is an 18-year-old from California who has a similar relationship with the Illawarra Hawks. Now, Hampton scored 8 points last night and Ball 10. And for those more focused on what's happening in the Australian competition now rather than what might happen in the future in the NBA, the Breakers won 103-72, another huge loss for the Hawks. Tonight in the WNBL, it's a top-of-the-ladder beauty, the Melbourne Boomers against the Canberra Caps. That's first against third, Geraldine.
And in cricket, Warwick, a final over wide has given the Prime Minister's 11 victory over Sri Lanka in the T20 game in Canberra last night.
Geraldine, the scores were level. The PM's 11 was 9 wickets down. There was a ball to go. Everyone at Marnica Oval, including the Prime Minister, was on the edge of their seats. And then Carson Rajita wanders in and bowls wide. It's anticlimactic if ever there was one. Yeah. But look, before that anticlimax, we had a little touch of Schmilchen in the night, and his dad, Tim Nielsen, just had to know that that was coming one day when he named his son Harry. Young Harry took 3 catches as the Sri Lankans scored 8 for 131, and then he then top scored for the PM's 11 with 79. And for those who might not know, Harry's father was, in fact, a quality wicketkeeper himself for South Australia. That's Tim Nielsen, who later went on to become the Australian coach. Sri Lanka, now they have to put themselves back together again after that anticlimax because they have to play the full-strength Australian team on Sunday. So something to look forward to there, Geraldine.
I hope it's not anticlimactic like that. And in tennis, a rich payday beckons for Ash Barty in Shenzhen this weekend.
Yeah, Geraldine, look, there's a big finish of the year all over for Barty, financially and otherwise. Now, prize money for the WTA finals in Shenzhen, which features the 8 top female tennis players in the world, is US $14 million. And you'd have to think, as the world's number one female player, that Ashley Barty will grab a fair share of that. The otherwise is something that money can't buy, and that's the prestige of helping Australia win the Federation Cup. A trophy it has won 7 times, but not since 1974, and you'll love these two names that I'm about to throw up, when Yvonne Goolagong and Di Fromholtz won the singles.
Oh, now, Di
put your hand up if you remember
Di
Fromholtz.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, look, the modern Australians will have Ayla Tomljanovic to call on to win a singles match because she's been declared eligible to play for Australia despite having played for Croatia as a teenager. And at 7:30, Geraldine, we're going to take a look at the two big rugby league tests, Australia v New Zealand, in both the men and the women's game.
All right. Thank you, Warwick, very much indeed. We'll look forward to speaking to you again. Time for more sport now with Warwick Hadfield. And in rugby league, Warwick, the teenager Payne Haas will cap off a stellar year when he plays for Australia against New Zealand tonight.
Yeah, Geraldine, so far in 2019, at 19, he's won Rookie of the Year and Prop of the Year, something which no one else has done or probably even contemplated doing. He's also played for New South Wales in State of Origin, and now he gets a green and gold jumper, which, when he comes off the bench in Wollongong tonight, immediately renders him eligible for the Philippines, from where his father comes and for whom his brother has played. Now, rugby league in the Philippines, I bet you never thought you'd hear those same two sentences. Anyway, young Payne and his massive frame, and he's still growing, remember, they walk slap bang into a pretty important game for the Australians. They lost to New Zealand last year, which is more than sufficient reason to want to win this year. And also, the Australian captain, Boyd Cordner, has the chance to do something a bit special for 2019 himself, adding an international trophy to the ones he won with East in the NRL, and of course, New South Wales in State of Origin. Only Mal Meninga, Darren Lockyer and Cameron Smith have done that before, and they did it for Queensland, which doesn't count a real lot out around Bondi Junction in Sydney. And this evening, as we talked about in depth yesterday, the Gillaroo Kangaroos need to hold back the rapidly improving Kiwi Ferns. Now, they got close last year, the New Zealanders, and last week in the bonsai version of the game, the Nines, they beat Australia in the final, Geraldine.
And in netball, Warwick, Caitlin Thwaites has given the Diamonds even more to play for in the final Constellation Cup game against New Zealand on Sunday.
It's all about Australia versus New Zealand, though, for the next few 3 or 4 days. Look, the two-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist and much, much more over 14 years and 54 tests for Australia, Caitlin Thwaites announced yesterday she was quitting international netball after this game, which Australia, 2-1 down in the series, needs to win to keep the cup. So send Caitlin out a winner will be one of Coach Lisa Alexander's cri de coeur at the sold-out Perth Arena on Sunday. And I guess the other cri de coeur will be, we just got to beat these New Zealanders because they won the World Cup earlier this year. And if they win on Sunday, they win the Constellation Cup for the first time since 2012. Australia only needs to win this game by one goal, something the New Zealanders have proven much better at recently, remembering, of course, they won the World Cup by one goal.
Thank you, Warwick, and have a lovely weekend.
Same to you, Geraldine.